KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And we have dense fog here in Atlantic, 52 degrees. We look for areas of dense fog to continue through around 9:30 or so. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy and breezy today, a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Well, municipal or city elections, if you will be held across the area today. The polls here in Cass County open from noon until 8 p.m., and as a reminder, if you want to vote absentee at the Cass County Auditor's Office, you can do so this morning between 8 a.m., or now that is, and 11 a.m. In Cass County, there are contested races to follow in Anita, Lewis, and Wyota. In Anita, Ben Doffenbaugh has filed for mayor. Incumbent Mayor Timothy Miller faces a challenge from Doffenbaugh. In Lewis, there are three seats available on the city council. Incumbent Dwayne Scott Anderson hopes to hold on to his seat, while Leroy Easter, Marvin Bradfield, Christy Bassett, and Nona Erickson are in the running for those same seats. And in Wyota, two seats are open on the city council. The candidates include incumbent John Schwarty, along with Stephen Havens and Jim Fisher. Voters in some Cass County communities will also have to decide on a variety of public measures. Residents of Atlantic will have public measure B on the ballot, which asks if the city of Atlantic shall issue its bonds paid with a local option sales tax revenue in the amount not to exceed $875,000 for the purpose of paying for the cost of restoring the historic ballroom and theater and creating a multi-purpose facility on the second and third floors of City Hall. Voters in Lewis have public measure D in front of them, which asks if an annual levy, the amount of which will not exceed a rate of 27 cents per $1,000 of assessed value of the taxable property, is authorized for providing monies for public library services. Residents of Griswold will cast their votes on public measure C, which asks that the city should change the mayor's term from a two-year to a four-year term. And in Marnie, public measure E asks if an annual levy, the amount of which will not exceed $1.50 per $1,000 of assessed value of taxable property in the Unified Law Enforcement District, be authorized for providing additional monies needed for unified law enforcement services in the district. Elsewhere in the Cass County, here in Atlantic, incumbent city councilpersons Dana Halder, Ashley Hayes, Linda Hartkoff, and Chris Jimerson are unopposed to retain their seats. Dick Cassidy, who was appointed by Mayor Dave Jones earlier this year, is also unopposed in his bid for the 5th Ward. Incumbent Stuart Dusenberry is the lone candidate to appear on the ballot for the Parks and Rec Board. In Cumberland, incumbent Mayor Nancy Virginia Coughlin is unopposed for re-election, as are city councilpersons Sandra Eversall and Scott Becker. Catherine Landstreet Howard is unopposed in her bid to fill a four-year vacancy term on the council. In Griswold, no one has filed to run for mayor, so the position is expected to be filled by a write-in candidate. Incumbents Ryan Askelin and Lisa Cook are unopposed in their bid for the Griswold City Council, while Carmen Sorensen is unchallenged for the third of three open seats. In Lewis, John Mosier is the only candidate to run for mayor, and as mentioned, there is a five-way race for three seats on the city council. In Marnie, incumbent Mayor Randy Baxter is running unopposed. Three incumbents, Alan Cranston, Lori Holstein, and Angela Redler, along with Michael Jensen and Kyle Fredrickson, are running for the five open seats on the city council. In Messina, incumbent Mayor Linda Reinecke is running unopposed. Incumbents Kevin and Adam McCunn are running for re-election to one of three seats on the council, with Micah Lee running for the third seat, an appointed position. In Wyota, incumbent Mayor Ford Lillard isn't facing a challenge for re-election, and as mentioned earlier, three men are running for two seats on the Wyota City Council. Let's take a look at some of the candidates whose names are on the ballot today for office in Adair, Adams, and Montgomery counties. In Adair County, there are no contested races. In fact, in Bridgewater, no one is running for mayor or the three open city council seats. All of those will be decided by write-in vote. The situation is a little different in Adams County, where two people are vying for the lone at-large seat on the city council in Corning. They include incumbent Bert Peckham and challenger Renee Nicholson. In Prescott, no one has filed papers to run for mayor or the two city council seats, and only incumbent April Damewood is on the ballot for a seat on the council to fill the vacancy. The rest will be write-ins. In Montgomery County, some of the races we'll be watching include those in Stanton and Grant. Four people are in the running for two seats on the city council in Stanton, including incumbents James Kavner and Ray Guffey and their challengers Eric Paulson and Tyson Cederberg. Mayor Kirk Requist is unopposed. In Grants, incumbent Mayor Andrea Haldor faces a challenge from Lorena Mifflin and Michael Ford. There are also five open seats on the city council in Grant and six people in the running. They include incumbents Lynn Sliger, Jeff Brown, Nancy Taylor, and Michael Amos, along with Robert Scott Molnar and Steve Williams. When voters head to the polls in Audubon County, residents of Audubon will be choosing a new mayor as Sam Kaufman has decided not to seek re-election. Kaufman has served the community for 30 years and prior to that was a city councilman. A little more than 7.5 years, Barbara Jacobson is the only candidate to file papers to be the city's next mayor. There are also three seats up for election on the Audubon City Council. Brad Hemmingson, who is currently filling out a vacancy created by the retirement of Tom Nielsen, is on the ballot for a two-year term that ends in 2017. Robert Jacobson and John Wetzel III are both running for re-election, while former Audubon City Councilman Andy Griffith is hoping to unseat one of the two incumbents and return to service on the council. In Brayton, incumbent Mayor Callie Christensen is unopposed to retain her title. Steve Pfister, Tanya Marshall, and Stephen Sykes are running to fill 3 4-year terms on the council, while David Hansen is running to fill a 2-year vacancy term ending in 2017. The voters in Brayton will also be asked to approve a public measure that would increase the tax levy in order to pay the Audubon County Sheriff's Department for police protection in lieu of having their own police force as required by state code. The levy will not exceed $1.50 per $1,000 of assessed property valuation. In Exira, Mayor Brenda Vengard is unopposed for re-election, and Michelle Phippen is on the ballot to retain the vacancy term she was appointed to following the death of Jeff Jensen. The term will expire in 2017. Also in Exira, Peggy Toft and Mike Hugerich have filed to run for the city council, with a third seat left open for a write-in candidate, if available. In Gray, there are three seats open on the city council, with Penny Schmidt the only candidate whose name will appear on the ballot. No one has filed to run for the 2-year mayor's term in Gray. There's also no candidate for the mayor's position in Kimbolton, where one seat on the city council is also open. Justin Larson will appear on the ballot there for re-election to another 4-year term, along with Millet Shores, who hopes to finish out the 2-year vacancy term she's currently serving. Write-in votes, by the way, for any open ballot positions would win by a simple majority. The candidate who receives the most votes wins, with ties determined by the Board of Supervisors through a drawing of lots. You can take a look on our website. Yesterday here on KJAN, I posted previews for Guthrie and Shelby County and Pottawatomie County as well, and we'll cover those for you next hour. In other news, the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency said Monday a bridge over Indian Creek along with Wildwood Road is reopened to traffic now. That bridge, located in the 700 block of Wildwood Road between Jackson Township 35 and 36, was closed in early August for a complete rebuilding project. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.